Okay, ladies and gentlemen, the first show that we are going to be talking about is Lock and Key on Netflix. Also, if you want to keep listening to this podcast, then do remember that there is major spoiler alerts in this podcast. Alright, I'm going to give you a second to leave. Okay, now Lock and Key was personally one of my favorite shows, and well, mostly what it was about is three kids finding keys around their house, and this woman in the well named she was an echo from this little blue door in some kind of sea caves. It was quite weird, but well, it was like they almost drowned. Well, I've also got one of my assistants. Her name is Lakely. Would you like to introduce yourself?
Mm-hmm.
Go ahead.
Well, the bat locking key, he put the key inside his head. Now his other laugh came to true laugh about locking key. That's
all right. She's talking about the head key. The little boy Bodie stuck the key inside of his neck and turned it, and he got to go inside of his own head with his brother and sisters. And it turned out that his head was like a arcade, and he had memories that were in a little box. But I'm not really sure how this key worked. I mean, I am, but well, there is a few more keys. There's the key to anywhere that they found first, where you twist it into a door, and then you open the door, and it takes you anywhere that you want to go. There's another key that goes to a tree that they stored his uncle's memories at. And that key was kind of cool because all the memories came out of the ground in a graveyard, by the way, near the caves. But let's talk more about the caves. Those were kind of awesome because, for one, I mean, in the first time they went down there, it was really, really, kind of sad because he lost all of his gear that he worked scooping ice cream balls into bowls and cones, and then he lost all of his gear in that water where they almost died. I know I've already said that before, but you know, let's hear some more from our assistant Lakely.
About this little boy, his name is Bodie, and he put it inside the neck, and then he fly like a ghost. And then he found this guy at the graveyard, and
what she's talking about is the ghost key. That is one that we're going to talk about. He put it into this one door that was in their, I think, maybe living room, or I'm not sure what they called it, but it was, they stuck it into the side of a door and twisted it, and he basically died. But when he went through the door in his ghost form, he went to the graveyard and he met his great-great-grandpa that was in a picture. And it was, well, that was one of my personally favorite keys. And, I mean, really, if you were going to, like, go, if this was really real, then I think that every single person would love to have these. Now, there is one more key. It's a fire key. And if you put it on anything, it will be, you will have fire, big fire. And Lakely is going to tell us more about this key.
So about this key, and then, I don't know.
Okay, she's getting a little bit nervous. This is one of her first podcasts. It's one of my first, too, which is why we're both a little bit stuttery, but...
I got it.
Okay, she thinks she's got it now.
This little boy, his name is Bodhi, and he... it's another key. He locked the door open, and then he went to go get his some ice cream, and then...
She's talking about the anywhere key, but... We're going to continue talking about the fire key. If you put this key to anything, like if you draw it on a wall, then it will draw fire, like big, big fire. And another key was, I think, the music box key. And this key, whoever put it inside of the music box and twisted it and opened it, could tell anyone what they wanted them to do. That was my favorite key. But I can't really remember the rest of the keys, but we should make another video, or another podcast, as you would say, to tell you more about the keys. But my rate to this movie is, from 1 to 10, I would say a 10. I definitely recommend it. You should definitely watch it if you have Netflix. It's suspenseful, and there's only one season, but they should make more. There's definitely a cliffhanger in the last episode. It's one of the best shows that I've ever watched. Thank you for listening. Goodbye!